I know there is that perception out there that once a Raptor has him, that's it. No more chances. Game mm-hmm. over. But there seems to be kind of a, not a loophole, but it's more like, you know, a last effort before the judgment. Mm-hmm. After the Raptor, there are those who actually come to know Christ during the last days of the world. They're not going to bow the knee or accept the mark of the beast. They are going to see the truth of the gospel played out before their eyes. So, like, everything that's revealed in, like, you know, the bowls, the mm-hmm. seals, the trumpets, all that's going to be happening before their eyes. And they're going to be like, oh, you know, like, it's all going to be, you know, right in front of their face. And as a result, they're going to come to know Christ. And as we even talked about a little bit last week, they're the tribulation saints. You know, these are those in the middle of the tribulation who are saved. So, I mean, like, in that sense, there's still time to repent during the seals, bowls, trumpets, yet people will still harden their hearts and say no to God, which is the mind-boggling part. They see all this stuff happening, and yet they're still like, no, no. And they'll be convinced to fight God in the end with Satan, and they're going to lose. And those saved during the tribulation, they won't be raptured, but they will be killed for their faith. So, yeah, it's some hard stuff.
Yeah, very hard indeed. Best be doing things and taking care of business now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, basically, don't miss, you know, the rapture because, you know, you're just like, well, I'm just not ready yet. You know,
yeah,
I want to have some fun. I want to enjoy this. I want to do this.
But you know what, Andrew? I thought, it's kind of strange, but it makes sense to me that people would come to see God after the rapture because they would, as you said, see these signs. But it would also make sense to me that people, even though I'm assuming it would be pretty laid out clear as to this is what's really happening, although let's be honest, there's probably going to be a lot of deception in the world as well, how people would have their hearts hardened. Like, can you even see it right now? Like, oh,
yeah,
loved ones taken or whatever spin they're going to put on it, you know, abducted, whatever it might be, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's all sorts of theories as to what happens. I mean, like, you know, to the point of nuclear radiation taking out people, global warming, I can assume will be blamed somehow.
Well, people are going to start melting or something?
I don't know. You know, somehow or other, you know, global warming or some natural disaster is going to be blamed instead of, hey, this is what happened.
Yeah, what I was trying to say about, what I was trying to say with that point is even in today's day and age, it's no difference that, you know, God could almost come down himself and people would still find something in their hearts to just not believe. Maybe that's a very extreme example, but if their hearts are set on not acknowledging God, like, it's amazing what people will just make themselves blinded to and refuse to acknowledge, you know?
Well, it's true. I mean, like, even the fact now that you have people saying, okay, maybe evolution isn't true, but maybe we were planted here by aliens. You know, that's the new thing.